Hey friends, I'm so excited to be here back with you today. Today we're going to look at such an important topic. Is there a number one way to make money right now, specifically for you in your life circumstances? Maybe you are going through a really tough time, or you are really scared about this topic because you have been burned a couple of times that you have tried to do this. But today I am going to share with you the number one way for you to make money, and not just make money, but make money as soon as possible, because the needs you have are real. I know that. I have been there, and I can't wait to dive into this topic with you. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom designed calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Friends, so let's get into this. And maybe the first thing I just want to say here and remind you about is that in my view and in my opinion, there is no fast track to making money. I think I've made myself clear about this in episode number 59. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, please go back and listen to it, because I really believe that if we want to make money, we have to put in the work, put in the effort, you know, to get acquainted with the way we want to make money, and especially as Christians, put in the work and the heart to do it God's way, and only then we will make money. Of course, I don't live in La La Land. I know there are people who just follow dishonest business practices, or who, you know, distort money or scam people. And yes, there are those ways of making money, but this is not what we are talking about here over at Moonshot Entrepreneur, right? This is called wealth creation for Christians. So the only way we are going to look at this is by putting God front and center. So how do we make money? By putting God front and center, I really believe that, you know, there are two main commandments. When Jesus was challenged to pick and choose the main commandment out of the Ten Commandments, he said that there are really two important commandments that summarize everything the Bible stands for, everything you have to learn about being a Christian, or by the way, being a Jew for that matter, is first and foremost, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. So this means in terms of money, we need to put God front and center. What we do has to be God honoring. What we do has to be in a way that puts money in the right place, which is below God and below people and not above God and above people. And then also we have to think about loving people. How do we show love while making money? And how do we show love while using the money? So these are just some mindset things that we need to have in place before we think about making money in a Christian way. And if we have that, I guarantee you that there is a number one way to make money and even to start making money right now. You don't have to wait 200 years before making money. You don't even have to wait 20 years before making money or 10 years if you are doing it the right way. So what is the right way, the number one way to make money right now? In my opinion, it is by investing in your wealth creation journey. And with investing, I don't necessarily mean investing a whole lot of money, but what I mean is that you invest your time, your brain, that you invest your mind into setting things up in a way that are God-honoring, that put people first, but that also make sure that you don't take stupid risks, that you don't do stuff that is not good for you or not good for your current situation. Because each and everyone is made in such a diverse and unique way that there is no one size fits all solution to making money. Because the way I make money could be so different to the way you are making money. So what you have to keep in mind is that making money is always a personal story. There is not just one way to make money in the sense that, oh, you just have a job and that's the only way you're going to make money forever. That's not true. There are different ways of doing that, and I speak about that. Let me just quickly check in my notes in episode 56 and 57. Go check that out because I think that's going to help you to think about the different buckets of making money, or of managing your wealth creation. But what you have to keep in mind is that making money means that you have to commit to one way of doing it. If you are not willing to commit to one way of doing it, you are not going to make any money ever. So what's the number one way that I think that you can make money as soon as possible? Ready? I think there is only one way for you to make money, and that is by taking action. Okay? You have to take action. You cannot just sit around and think about money and it will magically appear. Also, just by reading inspirational stories about different people who have made money or who have ended up rich is not going to help you in any way because you are just passively consuming information without ever putting it into practice. So, or also, you know, just by following this show, you are not going to make money unless you put anything that I teach you into practice. So, if you are even having an entrepreneurship and are so busy, you know, setting up your business, don't forget that at the end of the day, you are there to make money, right? You're not there to, have a blast. Of course, it helps to have a blast while doing it. But at the end of the day, the bottom line of your company has to make sense. If you invest more time and more energy and more money into a business than you are making, then you should stop right away. Don't be fooled in this, okay? Don't just fall into the trap of being busy without really looking at what the outcome is. So one thing is that you have to take action. The second thing is that you have to measure if the action you are taking is actually adding to your wealth creation journey. Is it making any difference? And is it making as much difference as possible? Whatever the steps are that you are taking, and I speak about those steps again in episode 56 and 57 very briefly, but you have to make sure that you also measure what you are doing so that you can really at the end of the day say, well, this activity is earning me $10 an hour. The other activity is earning me $20. And the third activity that I'm doing, well, guess what? It's earning me no money at all. I'm just losing money on it. Or I'm not losing money on it, but I'm not making any money at all. And then it's time to take a long, hard look in the mirror and to admit what you can do to change the situation. Do you have to stop an activity? Do you have to invest more time in another activity? Are you distracting yourself with 10 different activities instead of fueling your time and energy into focusing into two or three different sets of activities? This is what you have to look at. Okay. And you know, I get it. I have been there. It is confusing. The different ways you could make money can be very confusing. But at the end of the day, there are just four buckets or four wheels that you have to pay attention to. And I speak to about that in episode 56. It's debt management, it's income from a job or employment, it's self-employment, and it's passive income. There are just these four buckets, and you have to commit into managing it. And if it's confusing, you have to take out the time to do it. Why not? You know, stop looking at cute cat videos or listening to 300 podcasts or read 3,000 inspirational posts, but instead use 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day to get yourself educated on a certain topic. And I understand that it can be scary to take action. I've been there too. I wasn't born this way, guys. I had to invest time into learning all this stuff. And sometimes I had to learn it the hard way. There are things that you will do that will not pay out for you because maybe you are not wired a certain way, or maybe you are not skilled in a certain way. But again, maybe it would be useful to invest money to get skilled in a certain area so that you can end up making more money. So if you are scared, do not let that stop you. Even if you were scammed, do not let that stop you. All the more reason you have to invest in yourself, to invest in the time, the money, the education to get started. And I want to say here that I can help you with this if you are really confused or scared, or if you are in a place where you feel that, you know, you are really in a difficult place. Money is kind of tight in your life. You really have to make wise choices if money is tight. So you cannot gamble. You do not have a whole lot of time to waste to find the right kind of avenue for you, the right kind of focus that you need to start making money. Come to me. Invest $97 in a coaching session. I have a promo going on right now, a sale going on, a special offer going on until the end of Easter or until the end of March 2024. Come reach out to me. I'm happy to help you and to sit down with you. Take 30 minutes out of your schedule. Book a coaching session with me of 30 minutes. We will do this over Zoom. We will keep it, you know, really simple and light for you. You don't have to travel to get to me. And we can do it at a time that fits you. And then we will look together at where you are starting. What's holding you back? What are some maybe mindset issues that are holding you back? And after the mindset issues, where are you starting? What have you already done? What have you tried? What was successful? What wasn't? Based on your skills, based on the time you can invest and the money you can invest, where should you start? How do you start? Right? I mean, just because you know that, hey, debt management would be the right place to start for me, or investment is the right place to start for me, or entrepreneurship is, you still do not know how to do it, right? So I can help you with the how-to steps too. I can tell you how to do it, what would be a specific step-by-step plan for you to jumpstart your own wealth creation journey. I can help you with that. I can help you to find the pockets of time and the, you know, juggling with your low budget that you might have, juggling with the lack of ideas you might be having. How do you get there? I can help you with that. What is realistic in your case? You know, there is no use if you think that you can make $10,000 overnight. But also, you shouldn't think that you can't make a dime even though you invest like 5 years or 1 year into focusing on that. Because I promise you, you can find pockets of time and pockets of money to invest in this wealth creation journey very quickly in a matter of a couple of months. So I promise you that I can deliver you the results you need to make a realistic first step that fits your specific circumstances. Maybe you are strapped for cash, maybe you're just starting out, or maybe you have already invested a whole lot of cash and do not have the support you need at home to make another investment. There are different life circumstances that can hold you back. And let me just tell you this thing. You are not alone in this. I've been there too. I had my fair share of grief, my fair share of limitations. But the beauty of the matter is that limitations and grief can make us really ingenious. It can help us to come up with new, fresh ways that work for us. So if you need help with that, do come to me. Don't hesitate. You can reach out to me at my email address. It's support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And just shoot me an email that you would like to do a coaching session with me. And if you reach out to me before the end of March, I'm happy to offer the 30-minute coaching session to you for $97. Now, if you are not in that place where you are able to do that, where you are able to invest, that's okay too. But still shoot me an email. Again, the email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And I'm happy to send out tips and tricks to you free of cost. I'm happy to share insights with you about where you can start it and give you tips. So don't wait around. You don't have an excuse for letting this area slip. Just get on my free email list, and I'm happy to extend to you also free gifts from time to time. And I'd like also to alert you when a new episode comes out and tell you when there is an opportunity that comes up about joining one of my free workshops. So if you are tight for money or strapped for cash, do consider this. Join my email list anyway. Just let me know that you're joining my email list and send me an email, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com, and you will also find the email address below in the description. I'm happy to help you. So to wrap this episode up, the number one way to make money right now, as soon as possible, is by committing to your own wealth creation journey. Invest the time and the money, if you have it, to really get laser focused on this, to drive this forward. Be an action taker. Don't just sit around and think about it, because that's not going to solve anything at all. And believe me, if I can do this, so can you. I didn't start out this way, okay? I was starting out as someone who just had a job, who thought that would be enough, who thought that, you know, I have savings. But then I saw that my savings got eaten up very quickly. And then I discovered that, you know, with the money that I'm saving up, I'm not able to afford the things that I used to afford. And suddenly there are emergency bills coming up because water is leaking in the house, or you know, we had this situation that where we had a really big medical emergency in the family where we jumped in to help. And that too, all that needs money. All of that needs money. And one day you wake up and you understand, wow, where did all that money go to? Where did it go to? And sooner or later, you might find yourself even saying that money, it went to help people, but it also went to other banks or to, you know, to take out a personal loan. And now you're finding yourself in debt. You are in debt with both ears up to your neck, up to your nose, and I don't know where. But you are just confused because you don't know how to get out of it. You don't know what to do. You don't know what steps to take. And I have been there. I've been there. And it was hard to take those steps. It was hard to find the right way. And there was confusion. There was fear. There were mistakes, a lot of mistakes. But the beauty of the thing is that you don't have to do the same mistakes as I did. And I'm happy to help you. So don't stay stuck. Take the action and get the help you need, either through the coaching or through courses or through, you know, this podcast and the email list. Just get yourself out of the situation by investing in this area, by committing to doing something about the money, about the financial situation you are in. And also, I want to really highlight here, we are Christians, and along with taking action, we really have to do one thing, and that is pray. Pray to God, pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you, pray that He will give you the right kind of mindset, that He will help you to trust in Him, to be patient, to serve the right kind of people, and He will take care of it. I promise you. I'm not saying, and I really don't believe that, you know, there is this abundance theory that you just pray it and claim it and suddenly you'll end up with a whole lot of cash. But if that were true, where are all the people where that has happened, right? You might hear about that on social media, but I bet that this is not true. And you can see that just by, you know, the ads they have out there about that. It just looks so phony. You just know that this is not true. So there is no easy way. But yeah, invest the time, invest in yourself, commit to this journey and pray about it and commit it into God's hands. And your plans will be fruitful, my friends. I know that because the Bible says so. If we commit our plans to God, He will make sure that we won't end up in havoc and confusion and despair. So we have nothing to be afraid of. I hope this episode blessed you and helped you in some way, my friends. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.